We had as our text that was read for us, Acts chapter 9, verses 32 to 43. And in that text, there are actually two stories going on. There was a great miracle that Peter performed, that God had performed through Peter, in raising a woman from the dead. And this event brought many people to Christ. Take a look at Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. And in verse 42. Acts chapter 9 and verse 42. It says it became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Now, we don't have access to miracles today. And yet, we can lead people and learn how to lead people to the Lord. But the part that we want to focus on for today is the story of how a simple seamstress made a huge impact on people as she helped the lives of widows. Tabitha is the reason these events occurred. When this good woman died, the disciples had sent for Peter. And when Peter came, they showed him the things Tabitha had made and the impact she had on their lives. And they mourned her passing. Now, when Jesus talked to us on the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about the fact that we need to be lights. Lights that everyone can see. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. People see our good works. And because of those works, they glorify God. Why? It's not because I did them or you did them, but rather it's because we're doing what God commanded of us. We're doing this because God says this is the right thing to do. In fact, we shouldn't do deeds just so that others may praise us. Later on in the same sermon, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 2, Jesus says, so when you give to the poor, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We don't sound trumpets. We don't put the focus on ourselves. We focus on doing what God wants. And God expects us to do good. In Titus chapter 3, Titus chapter 3 and in verse 8 says, this is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things I want you to speak confidently, so that those who believe God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. Tabitha's faith wasn't just a statement that she declared. It was the way she lived her life. The deeds that she did glorified her God. And in 1 John chapter 3, and in verse 18, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. She illustrated a life that was faith that was working in love. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Galatians chapter 5. And turning over to verse 6. For in Christ Jesus... Oops. I wrote down the wrong verse. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but faith working through love. That last part of the phrase is what I wanted. The faith working through love. See, for Tabitha, it was a way of life. It's what she did. She was abounding in good deeds. That was just the way she did things. And in Galatians chapter 6, and in verse 9, it tells us, so let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, as while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who are of the household of faith. In other words, Tabitha wasn't a person who was just good on Sunday. You know, every congregation needs people who have a knack of doing helpful things. The cup of cold water, a kind smile, a soothing word. People were devoted to her because she was devoted to them. That's why they mourned her passing. She's much like the worthy woman that's mentioned in Proverbs 31. In Proverbs 31 and in verse 20, it says, she extends her hands to the poor. She stretches out her hands to the needy. It's interesting to note that while we see a lot about how the brethren missed her when she died, it's interesting that there's nothing said about her family or her relatives. It was the people, God's people, whom she helped, who loved her and asked for Peter to come. Now, death eventually comes to each of us, but we're told that our deeds follow us. People remember us for what we do. And God himself says that he remembers what we do as well. In Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 10, for God is not so unjust as to forget your work and the love with which you show toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. Even small deeds, the simple deeds, as mentioned in Matthew 10, Matthew chapter 10 and in verse 42, it says, whoever in the name of a disciple gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. So oftentimes we focus on the big things. And we think, well, I'm not being a good Christian because, you know, I haven't led 20,000 people to Christ. That's not the important thing. It is important, but it's not the only important thing. Probably a better way to say that. Doing kind deeds is important to God because it shows people that we care and that God cares. You know, the garments that Tabitha made and the people she impacted were witnesses to the life that she lived. Another thing the story tells us is that individuals matter. When she died, the people sent for Peter. Now, Peter was a busy man. He was an apostle. He was working in another town. And yet, he didn't delay to go to Joppa when asked for help. You know, God cares about each person. There is no one who's insignificant. For instance, when Jesus saw a leper in Mark chapter 1 and in verse 40. And the leper came to Jesus beseeching him and falling on his knees before him and saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean. moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be clean. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was clean. Or consider the case of when he met a tax collector in Luke chapter 19. Luke 19 and verse 5. Then Jesus came to the place, and he looked up, and he said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. And when they saw it, they began grumbling, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he, too, is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Or another example is when he dealt with an adulteress in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 10. Straightening up, Jesus said to her, woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go. From now on, sin no more. We can look at Tabitha's work and say, well, it's not that significant. She just was making cloaks. But it was significant. She focused on helping those who were less fortunate. And I realized Peter didn't know Tabitha personally. But he knew that she was important to these people. And the story also tells us that prayer works. Peter didn't stage a show when he arrived. He didn't call for a healing service. In fact, he sent everyone away and then prayed. There's power in prayer. You know, you might be limited in other ways. But I think just about every one of us can pray. And Jesus tells us in 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we ask of him. Or ask from him. Now, if you can't sleep at night, use that time to pray for others. Put your focus on your fellow man. And part of that story also is the fact that people believed. People knew Tabitha. They knew her lifestyle. They knew her good deeds. They knew she was a Christian. They had heard about Peter and what God did through him. And they listened to the good news as a result. What does it take to bring people to Christ? It isn't some new ministry program or analysis of the latest demographics in your community. It's based on real people living faith in front of the community. Again, go back to Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 16 again. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. It is servants of God seeing the value of every person and treating them with dignity and respect that lends interest into listening to what God teaches. And Tabitha's life shows us that we will live. You know, if Tabitha remained dead, the story would have still had a happy ending. She would have been with the Lord in paradise. Now, when we're absent from the body, We're home with the Lord. Take a look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And in verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which way to choose. But I am hard pressed from both directions, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Her death would not have been a bad thing. She would have escaped this sin-filled world. And her deeds show that there would have been a crown waiting for her. As Paul said about his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. In the future there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who loved his appearing. But in this particular case, God chose to raise Tabitha up, to remind us that he is able to raise the dead. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 5, that there is coming a day. John chapter 5 and in verse 28, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come forth, those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, and those who committed evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. And those who are asleep in Christ will rise up to live with him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And starting at verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for the obtaining of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing. And when we rise up, it's not to have a body that's been falling apart. We'll be given new bodies. Ones that are immortal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and starting at verse 50, now I say this, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We'll not all sleep, but we'll all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? We need to consider, are we ready for that day? Are we leaving behind memories of the deeds that we have done? Are we storing up true treasure in heaven? One more passage out of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and whether thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I hope you'll think about these things. If there's anyone here today who's not yet a child of God, there's no better time than right now to put on Christ. And for those of you who are children of God, would like to pray as your brother on behalf. An opportunity is given to you as well. Why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song that was selected.